Geology, the Story of Earth. Lecture 2, Igneous Rocks, Beginnings of the Rock Cycle.
We're now going to step away from sort of the big overarching principles that we thought about in our first lecture, so our big ideas of plate tectonics and minerals, and now we're going to focus just a little bit on igneous rocks. And igneous rocks are those that form from magma. So we're going to think about molten things, things that are burning and on fire, and very exciting from that perspective. And then we're going to think about some other igneous rocks that maybe aren't quite so exciting because we don't see them erupt on the surface like we do with volcanoes. So, what's important about igneous rocks? When we think about igneous rocks, the idea that we always want to come back to is that igneous rocks are the result of melting rock. So we are turning a solid into a liquid, and we're looking at then a liquid mixture of silicate minerals. So all the last minerals we talked about at the end of the last lecture, we're not going to worry about. We're going to worry about our felsic and mafic silicate minerals. And we're going to think about when we melt those minerals, what happens to that magma, to that molten stuff, and then what's going to happen when we solidify it or crystallize it into a brand new rock. At the end of metamorphic rocks, when we talk about the rock cycle, many people tend to start the rock cycle in the igneous rocks because this is where we start from molten magma and we're going to cool and build a brand new rock. So always keep that also in the back of your mind, how these different rock groups are going to end up being related to one another. Now, why do we care about igneous rocks other than volcanoes are exciting to go and look at? Not so exciting when they erupt and you live next to them, but they're very exciting nonetheless. What's important about igneous rocks? At the very face of it, most of our economically important minerals, including most of our metals, get concentrated by the processes that go on as igneous rocks form. So from an industry perspective, igneous rocks are important that way. Also, how magma forms, how do we get something like a rock to melt? This will provide insight into what's going on in the interior of our planet, and from there, what's driving plate tectonics. So we're going to keep coming back to the idea of plate tectonics over and over again. When we look also at igneous rocks, which when we think about volcanoes have an unnerving habit of interacting with human beings, one of the other things that geologists who study volcanoes would like to do is to help reduce the risk to people who live in volcanically active areas. I mean, you can't stop a volcano from erupting, but you can reduce some of the problems that come along with living next to a volcano. So let's start by thinking about the rocks themselves, because all of the information that we're going to end up with at the end of the lecture, how all these igneous processes occur, is going to come from description and understanding of the rocks themselves. So we always have to start with the rocks. Can't get away from that. Now, if we go out in the field and we look at all the different igneous rocks that are out there, we're going to see there are two general categories that you could put all of your igneous rocks into. There are rocks that come from the eruption of material,